Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the Bible principle of honor. The Bible commands us to honor other people, and there are specifically 9 categories of people that we find that God has instructed us to show honor to. The word honor, as we find it in the New Testament, comes from the Greek word that means to prize or to fix a valuation upon or to revere. Today we are going to take a look at the biblical admonition to honor spiritual leaders, to honor pastors and ministers of the gospel. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, we read, "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine." Now, the word elders there in New Testament times looked more like what we call pastors today. They were overseers who watched out for the affairs of the church, who taught the word of God, who watched out for the souls of the congregation, so to speak, though we use that word in a different way today. Oftentimes, elders in a traditional church are board members or something like that. But this referred to ministers of the gospel, those who labored in the word and doctrine, spiritual leaders, as we find them today. We are told to show them honor. In fact, it says that they're worthy of double honor. And remember, this word means to prize or to revere or to fix a valuation upon or to esteem as precious. God wants us to esteem spiritual leaders as precious to God. It doesn't mean that we are to worship them in any way. It means that we are to show them esteem. We are to show them honor. We are to show them that we see them as valuable. And it also does not imply that they are perfect in any way. We know that there is no perfect pastor, no perfect minister, no perfect Bible teacher, no perfect spiritual leader except for God Himself. And yet God still calls us to honor those in spiritual leadership. Unfortunately, we have observed in past years the trend of feeling very free in dishonoring those in spiritual leadership by speaking evil of them, criticizing them, arguing with them, causing division in a church because of disagreements with the spiritual leaders rather than reasoning together as the Lord calls us to. And because of this trend, we have seen much division in churches. Church splits have occurred because of strife-filled words that have been spoken about church leaders among church members. Dishonor of pastors, of ministers, or other church leaders is truly an abomination to the Lord, who has placed imperfect vessels in leadership positions and calls for the brethren to uphold them in loving intercession, not to use them as fodder for the Sunday afternoon supper conversation, taking apart their sermon part by part, laughing at their mistakes, or in any way dishonoring them with their words. When you bow to the demonic strategy that tempts you to speak evil of a church leader, you must understand that you are guilty of the sin of dishonor, and it will result in problems in your life, as well as spreading problems in your church. Miriam, the sister of Moses, dishonored Moses, and the wrath of God over that matter was intense and it was immediate. Numbers 12 tells the story. It says, "Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married, for he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, "Come up, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting." So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward. Then he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision, and I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly and not in dark sayings, and he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned toward Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh, my Lord, please do not lay the sin on us in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead, whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "Please heal her, O God, I pray." This incident of Miriam and Aaron speaking against Moses, dishonoring Moses' spiritual authority and leadership by the words that they spoke, by critical words, shows how very serious God is about people who dishonor spiritual leaders that God has put into their positions, even though God knows they're imperfect. Moses was an imperfect leader. That was very obvious as we read the story about Moses, and yet God loved him and honored him and placed him in that position of leadership. Your pastor, your minister, your worship leader, God loves. God placed in that position. God wants you to honor. God knows they're imperfect. And yet God still calls every believer to show honor, to esteem, to fix a value upon, and to bestow honor upon spiritual leaders, even when they're imperfect, even when you disagree with them. Now, if it is a matter of a leader in sin, that is another issue. The Bible's clear. There are biblical ways of dealing with sin in leadership, but absolutely none of them involve dishonor or speaking evil about that church leader. If you do dishonor spiritual leaders, if you have done that in the past, perhaps you've left a church and all the way out the door and ever since you've been speaking evil, dishonoring with your words the leadership in that previous church, you have to understand that you have now put yourself in a position where you become as one dead, bringing spiritual death to yourself because you have violated this biblical principle. This is the spiritual consequence of dishonoring church leaders. That's the picture that we get from Numbers 12, 1 to 15, with Miriam becoming leprous because of her sin of dishonoring Moses. She literally became as one dead. You end up with spiritual death all over you when you violate this principle and do not repent of it. David understood the serious ramifications of touching God's anointed. He wouldn't even speak evil of Saul, who was insanely pursuing him to take his life. He would not retaliate against him. He wouldn't speak evil of him because David knew this principle from God. God does not allow us to dishonor or speak evil of imperfect leaders. It's God's principle, and he's very serious about it. If we will pray with loving intercession when we do see imperfection in a leader's life, and we will continue to speak words of blessing and encouragement, we can see situations in churches reversed and people changed. But if we insist on violating this principle because we're so sure that we are right and they are wrong, We are nothing more than a mouthpiece for Satan, who's also called the accuser of the brethren. Remember, Miriam was eventually restored and her leprosy was taken away, but she had to repent and be put out of the camp for 7 days. If you have violated this principle and you're willing to sincerely repent of the sin of dishonoring church leadership, past or present, God will restore to you the joy of your salvation, and the spiritual desert you have found yourself in can become a fruitful field again. Make a decision in your heart that you are going to obey the word of God in this area, and you are going to repent for any dishonoring words you've ever spoken against church leaders, and you will pledge before God that with his help and by his grace, you'll begin to show honor, esteem leaders, pray for them, bless them with your words, be supportive and helpful rather than divisive and critical. God wants you to be a fruitful field, not a spiritually dead church member. This month, October, in the United States, is considered Pastoral Appreciation Month. If you haven't done it, go out and buy your pastor a card. Write him a letter, even a past minister or church that you've gone to, and thank that person for the input that they poured into your life, the blessings that you received under their ministry, and begin to show honor and not dishonor in the body of Christ. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Join me tomorrow as we complete this series on the biblical principle of honor.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.